Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hey there, healthcare education enthusiasts. Welcome back to another Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. I swear I know our podcast name. Well, we're here to shake up your learning experience like a good old therapeutic shake weight. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Teets, aka Dr. T, and today we're diving into a topic that's as vital as your preferred hit of caffeine on a Monday morning, curriculum alignment. I know, those two words, when said one after another, aren't quite as attention-grabbing as free puppies, but hey, let's have some fun with it. All right, so I think it's important that we start off by addressing the elephant in the room, teaching to the test. I know that it's a concept that's about as popular as a soggy sandwich, but, and this may be a controversial opinion, maybe the concept gets a bad rap. Hear me out. Research has shown that when curriculum and assessments are aligned, it leads to better student performance and deeper understanding of the material. Overall, that's going to mean better student outcomes both on exams and in the clinic. So we've got three parts to curriculum, right? The written curriculum, the taught curriculum, and the tested curriculum. And the written curriculum is basically like your course objectives. The taught curriculum is what you do in the classroom and what information you deliver and how you deliver it. And the tested information is what information students are ultimately going to be tested on. Focusing on alignment of just any of these two has demonstrated positive impacts on student outcomes. So why not teach the test? Just picture it. You're a student studying for the NPTE and suddenly you come across a question that feels like it's from a different universe. You think to yourself, did I miss lecture that day? Was my brain just checked out? Why don't I know this? And that's what we call a surprise. No one likes to be surprised on a test. So how do we avoid these surprises? Well, that's where the curriculum alignment comes in. When what's taught in the classroom aligns seamlessly with what's tested, students can confidently strut into exam day knowing that they've got this. But hold your horses, my fellow educators. I can already hear the groans of resistance echoing through the proverbial lecture halls saying, teaching the test just stifles creativity, and why don't I just spoon feed them the answers? And I know this because I had those same thoughts myself, especially when I started teaching. I hated the idea of emphasizing what was on the test and not worrying as much about the other stuff. And I felt like it wasn't making students figure out how to determine what important information is. And then I realized that I'm the teacher and I'm there training them to find that important information. And so helping do that is teaching to the test. So fear not, my friends, there is a middle ground. You see, teaching to the test doesn't have to mean sacrificing creativity or individualized learning. It's all about finding that sweet spot where alignment meets autonomy. We can sprinkle in our own unique teaching methods, cater to diverse learning styles, and even foster critical thinking skills. Just also while ensuring that their curriculum aligns with the tested material. It's like a good jazz song. You start out with the basic structure of the sheet music, but you've got to add your own flair with the improv along the way. So why does alignment matter? Well, besides avoiding those dreaded surprises, it also sets students up for success in the real world of healthcare. When what's taught in the classroom reflects the skills and knowledge needed to pass the licensure exam and while in clinical practice, students are better prepared to conquer both challenges. Aligning the curriculum helps graduates hit the ground running like a caffeinated cheetah on a mission. So we want to compare what we're doing in the classroom with the written objectives for that content area, so we make sure there's alignment there. But we also want to reference the criterion standard that students are going to be tested against. Providing alignment between what you do in the classroom and those criteria will ensure that you're teaching the students the right information, and then the how you teach them is completely up to you. All right, guys, well, that's all I've got for you for this week's episode of Teach Me Something Tuesday. But before we go, you know the drill. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you get your podcast from and follow our social media accounts for the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. For more entertaining insights, expert interviews, and practical tips to revolutionize your healthcare education experience, I'll also recommend the book being used in the curriculum development course I'm taking right now that I thought I was going to hate, but really sparked a lot of ideas and suggestions for this episode. So if this episode got your wheels turning, go ahead and check out the book. Until next time, guys, this is Dr. Megan Teets signing off, reminding you to stay curious and stay inspired. Keep learning, keep laughing, and keep it nerdy.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.